You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
I want to make sure you can hear me. Welcome to the Bull. Nope, I got to switch mics.
I just switched mics on you. Booyah. Okay, it's your girl Kia D holding it down for the incredible Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the most fabulous and incredible spot you want to be on a Monday night. You don't want to miss it. And you want to make sure you tell all of your friends, tell your enemies, too, to tune in to the Kia D Unplugged show every Monday night. It goes down. Thank you so much for being here. We are live tonight. We are live tonight. This is not a pre-recorded show. This is a live radio show tonight. We've got some very special guests that are actually going to be coming up tonight. We're going to be featuring an incredible band called Ascendant, and I'm really, really excited about it. The band, there's several people that make up this incredible band. They are an incredible, energetic band, and they create timeless music. So I'm excited to have them on, and as well, they're very valuable to the community because they do a lot of community support and donate, give time, all volunteering, all that good stuff to the community. So this tonight we're going to be talking about their brand new album, brand new single entitled It's Not Over, and I'm going to play that later on in the show today. It's featuring an incredible young lady by the name of Angela Johnson, and she was the Soul Track Reader's Choice Award winner, and I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this. It's going to be amazing. This is happening today, tonight, right here on the Kia D Unplugged show. I'm your girl, Kia D. This is We Talk Radio Network, and you can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. We have a lot of listeners that tune in literally around the globe, and so I just want to tell you thank you so very much. No matter where you're tuned in from, we just want to say thank you really quickly. All over the United States, we know that we have listeners. But there's also some special places that we have listeners, and I just want to say thank you. The United Kingdom, thank you so much for listening. Canada, thank you so much for listening. India, thank you so much for listening. The Virgin Islands, Mexico, Paris, we appreciate you so much for listening. All over the United States, thank you so much. Zimbabwe, thank you. Kenya, thank you. Listen, we appreciate the love, and you can call us and call into the show. The caller number is 563-999-3456. If you want to speak with Ascendant tonight, it's all good. Listen, we're going to be taking calls, but we're going to get this group, this incredible band in here to talk about the third chapter of their four-part album entitled Illuminate Yellow. They are creating energetic and soul-filled music, and it's going down tonight. We also have some brand-new music tonight. I have been very, very excited to play some of the incredible music that we have in our playlist. It's a Vibe featuring Taiwan and Shondella. You guys have heard that one. It's Not Over by Ascendant. You guys have heard that one, and you're going to hear it again tonight, so I'm excited about it. Of course, Kimberly Brewer, you name it. We've got so many, Eric Roberson, so many amazing hits. Karen Lynette, you name it, that we're going to play tonight, including an amazing artist that's going to be coming up next week. Listen, I absolutely couldn't wait to get this young lady on, Nola Aid. You've heard her song Make Move, and I'm excited again to play it tonight. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday night, we've got the beautiful Jada Anise. Listen, you don't want to miss this show. She has an incredible track entitled Liquid, her single entitled Liquid. I said track. I just told my age, didn't I? I did that. All good. All good. Listen, Jada Anise will be here on Wednesday night. And at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, she's going to be featured on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. So you don't want to miss that. Again, that new track entitled Liquid is the bomb. So we're going to, of course, play that one tonight and, of course, have her featured on Wednesday night. This band that has been doing their thing for many, many years, creating this incredible and amazing timeless music. They have an extraordinary deep passion and a love for creating this music and sustaining the community. I mean, they literally give back to the community with volunteer work and dollar bills. So we're going to talk about this incredible group and their brand new single entitled It's Not Over and this incredible four-part album entitled Illuminate Yellow in just a few minutes, as well as we're going to play that single featuring Angela Johnson, It's Not Over. We're going to play that in just a little bit, too. So you don't want to miss the show because it's going down. That's right. It is your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the incredible and amazing We Talk Radio Network. In just a few minutes, we're going to be featuring Ascendant Don't Go Anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
Don't wait till it's too late. I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner. And we'll be winning.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Super excited to be here with you on another extraordinary and amazing Monday night. Now, listen, let me tell you, this is a live show. We are not pre-recorded tonight. And we haven't been pre-recording in a long time, but, you know, COVID, boy, I tell you, I mean, not COVID, but the pandemic, it just, woo-wee. It made everybody say, hey, let me take a little small break. But not this next group. This next group that I want to bring and introduce to some, most of you all have already heard of this incredible and amazing band. They have been doing timeless things for a very long time. Really quickly, for those in the UK and Canada and India and Mexico and the Virgin Islands, thank you so much for being here. All over the United States, thank you so much for being here. I wanted to say that really quickly because I will forget as I continue to move, but thank you. I want to introduce you to this incredible and amazing band that has had the opportunity to make music for a very long time. Throughout the years, Ascendant has released Illuminate Blue in 2012, Illuminate Green in 2019, and now Illuminate Yellow. Their mission has been to create uplifting and sophisticated music, and they have literally attained fans from around the globe because of their timeless and incredible music, because of their deep passion for creating this music, all while sustaining their commitment to being valuable to the community via volunteer work, via donations, whatever it takes. We're going to talk about all that stuff today. I want to welcome 2 members of the band today, the incredible Kale Mamboya and Michael Lockett. They are the incredible Ascendant. Thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
Thank you. We've got one more person that just hopped in. Kennery Kent Smith is our bassist and an incredible producer and musician on his own right. He's also on the line too.
Hello.
Wonderful. Hi, Mr. Smith. How are you?
I am
Mr.
fantastic.
How are you?
Smith. Absolutely can't complain one little bit. The Rock's not going to cry out for me. I'm going to definitely be crying out, do you hear me? But it ain't going to be in sadness. It's glee tonight. One thing about me is I am super duper excited, especially for tonight, to have you all on the line. I know there's a couple of more. Curtis Kincaid and Renee Ruffin and Donica Lynn. As a matter of fact, my middle name is Donica, which is spelled the same way. So shout out to the entire team. who have done such an amazing job throughout the years. I want to start with you, Mr. Mamboya, an incredible vocalist, producer, keyboardist. We'll talk about Illuminate Yellow and the single It's Not Over here in just 1 second. Very funky groove, y'all. For those who haven't heard it, I want you to stick around. Don't go anywhere. But let's talk about this incredible band. Let's just start there. How did you all come together many, many, many years ago?
Oh goodness, I'm gonna try not to be long-winded about this.
No problem.
I've always wanted to be a musician, and once I mustered up the courage to actually do this thing, because really, deciding to be a musician is. You got to have some courage. You really have. Kennedy was backing me up on this. You got to have courage to do this thing. over the years, I've picked up. I've played with some really incredible musicians, but I really wanted to do my own thing and just had my own unique expression that I kind of wanted to wanted to do. So I just hooked up with the people that I felt could enhance that or were already a part of it, like Michael. We've been songwriting for, gosh, I think this month or next month has got to be close to 30 years we've been making music together.
That's so loud.
And so we just picked up who we could along the way, people that we think that had like mind and certainly had like vibe or had the right mindset to kind of help us continue. And it just kind of happens mostly by osmosis, and because we had that stick-to-itiveness, that we just did not want to give up, which, you know, small plug, right? Because that's one of our singles. We just didn't want to give up, so we kept at it despite all the obstacles, and there were numerous obstacles, especially being Black. Many obstacles, but because we knew at the end of it, that the whole journey itself is makes it worthwhile. It's not so much where we end up, but who we touch along the way, and how we are touched by the process along the way. That's kind of what the whole thing is about, just about rising up above all your obstacles, above your fears, above all the things that life might throw at you, and recognizing what God already put in you by design. That's the whole philosophy of Ascendant in the first place.
I love it. You know, you personally have been in the industry for 2 decades plus and have worked with incredible and amazing Grammy winners and people who have just as a music director, as a keyboardist, you've traveled the world doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what has been for you the best part of your over your entire career? What's been the best part for you?
So far, you know, personally, the fact that I've been able to survive this long, it's really the thing, you know, because, and I was just doing this, and it's something that I think a lot of people have done over the pandemic. I had an opportunity, especially musicians. We can't play nowhere. We can't do that except we can hold our instruments in our hands. We can plank on them on the desk, but we can't play out for nobody. So you have a moment of reflection. Like, how did I get here? And what, you know, do I like where I've landed? I've got a moment to breathe, because when you're doing this music, when you're a musician, you barely have a chance to. You're always working. You're constantly either trying to find a gig or working that gig or practicing for the next gig or some other thing. It's just a constant thing. So it's having the opportunity to really take a moment and just kind of reflect on how I got here. One of the things that I was really just glad about, and I guess I could finally admit to myself that I have done some good things. You know, some of this music is really, really, really good and thoughtful that Michael and I have worked on, and we've done a lot of good here, even before we did Ascendant specifically. We've done a lot of good, and it's something that I can feel proud about. So just the whole journey itself is something that I personally I'm glad I'm still breathing. I'm still able to, and I still have an opportunity to continue to put out what we're planning to put out next. That whole thing is just I can't pick any one thing. So yeah.
Listen, for those of you who are aspiring to be a musician or even in the entertainment industry, or even open a business, but specifically the entertainment industry, I want you to go back and listen to what he said. I want you to chop that up, put it on repeat. I want you to put that on your social media pages. He was so transparent in that entire moment, especially when you spoke about being not scared, but you didn't know what, you didn't even really know what to expect, but you knew for an absolute fact that you had a unique talent and it needed to be expressed and shown to the world. And I think that is absolutely fabulous. And at the end of the day, you kept pushing no matter what it looked like. If somebody bought a T-shirt or not, if they downloaded the album or what, just to know all of these years, you continue to keep pushing. Y'all got to go back and just listen to that, because that right there was absolutely powerful. I'm going to put a pin in that. I want to talk to Mr. Lockett. Mr. Lockett, he's an incredible vocalist and percussionist. I think I said that right, percussionist. And, you know, one of the things that I want to specifically say, you know, you had an opportunity to go somewhere as a young girl. At that time, I didn't even really realize I was going to be in the entertainment industry. I just knew I loved entertainment. And I loved, just like everybody did in my culture, Showtime at the Apollo, Theater, right? And one of the places you had an opportunity to go was the Apollo Theater. You've had an incredible career, having the opportunity to do so much. I want to talk to you about your career as well, some of the incredible things, Mr. Lockett, that you've been able to do. Go right ahead.
Wow. Well, as Kale said, we've been together for, is it 30 years?
Yeah,
it's been like that. Wow. That in itself is amazing. So, you know, I started out with vocal groups. That's what my thing was. Lost My Boys to Men. I was like, oh, my goodness, that is what I want to do. So, as you can see, I spent some years doing that. The Apollo, that was an experience. Touching a little thing and performing. We actually won. That was a good thing, right?
Amen. At least you didn't get booed. Now that's the way.
I mean, you know.
Painful.
Get booed. It's okay to get booed. Right? Yeah.
It is. It actually is a learning lesson. It's a marker.
Yeah.
You know, it's a learning lesson if you can walk away from it. Everybody can't walk away from that. You know, a lot of people quit. They feel like they've been cut off at the knees. If you're strong away
they
to
do.
Walk away with that boo, you can do anything.
Speaking of quitting, so, you know, we won the Apollo, but we kind of went our separate ways. And Kale and I stayed together, as you could clearly see. Whew, Lord have mercy. So here we are doing this thing, and giving up has been at the door, knocking on the door for a while, but we kept the door closed and we stayed with it, and I'm pretty proud of that, actually. I'm very proud
Amen.
Of that, actually.
Amen. As you should be. It is definitely, you know, I can tell that, you know, you both have had the opportunity to do some amazing things, and you're proud of it. Real talk, you know, a lot of times, you know, we do stuff, but we ain't that proud of it. It's exciting to hear that you're both very proud of the things that you've done and the life that you live. Now, I know I get it. Every moment hasn't been a glory moment, but y'all are so encouraged, and it's just amazing. We're going to talk about this brand new single that everybody's been raving about, It's Not Over, featuring the Soul Track Reader's Choice Award winner, Angela Johnson. Listen, I want to talk to a veteran in the game as well, Mr. Kennery Kent Smith, an incredible and amazing, of course, producer and bassist. I think I said that right, too. He's worked with some incredible artists bassist, okay. He's worked with somebody that I know and love dearly, the incredible Erykah Badu. He has had the opportunity as well to travel the globe, being blessed and blessing so many others with his musical talent that just transcends all kinds of funky soul, rhythm, blues, acid, jazz, you name it. It's off the chain. Let's talk to you, Mr. Smith. Tell us more about your incredible life and this road and this journey as an artist.
Well, yeah, I'm one of the strays that Kale picked up along the way. So the funny thing is, I've known ish Kale for a while, but I've got one of the singles that he put out, and I don't even remember where I got it from. But my musical journey wasn't my. I was going to be an artist for Marvel Comics. That was it. That was all I was going to do. So that was my plan. But
really?
Yeah, that was it. I was going to go write and draw with Jack Kirby.
I get you. I'd have been writing, but yeah.
But my musical journey started before I even picked up an instrument. I'm not getting all metaphysical or anything, but I had a vision when I was 8 that I was going to be in a foreign land with a group of people, and I didn't know why I was there. I knew the people, and we were going to go play music. I was like, okay, that was a cool dream. In 97, I stepped off of a tour bus in Europe and saw that very same spot that I saw in that vision when I was 8 years old.
Oh.
And I bawled like a baby. So I've been on this journey just as an exercise of self-expression more than a desire to be a star or anything like that. It's the thing that got me out of the Robert Taylor Housing Project. It's the thing that took me around the world. It's the thing that allowed me to meet people like Michael and Kale and so many other great, wonderful musicians and to express myself. I'm kind of an introvert, so, you know, this is good stuff, being on a stage, lights hit you. So that's basically how my journey has come about, the grace of God and his direction. And it definitely wasn't to get rich. It definitely wasn't to get rich. And I'm okay with that.
Amen. For those of you who are just tuning in, I have 3 of the incredible Ascendant Band members. I have Kale, I have Michael, and Kennery Smith. I'm super duper excited to be featuring this band on the show tonight. Of course, we have Mr. Curtis Kincaid, who's a guitarist. I love saying guitar. I'm from Texas, y'all. It's always going to be a guitar to me. And he's also an amazing vocalist from Mississippi, and he's also had the opportunity to work with Grammy-nominated producers and compose music for incredible people such as President Bill Clinton and open up for people such as Brian McKnight, Yolanda Adams, and Donnie McClurkin. Let's talk a little bit about Mr. Kincaid and his absence. Mr. Kale, would you like to talk about Mr. Kincaid?
Oh, he tends to be one of my favorite subjects when people ask me about him because he's just his playing, what he brings to any just collaborating with him on music is effortless.
Yep.
It's just incredible. He comes up with guitar parts that I never ever would have thought of. There's just and they're always catchy and they're always just perfect it's just a perfect marriage. Well, I could think of all the arrangements, the strings and the drums and the bass and the keys, and I could think of all that stuff and arrange all the vocals and everything. But then Curtis will come in and just cut through all of that. And I feel like I need to go back to first grade in learning how to do music, because he's that what he brings to the table is that good. It's just it's just an amazing thing. He was supposed to be on this call too, so all this would be doing is just embarrassing him. But he knows. I do this all the time. I'm always showering him with praise. But it's genuine, because he's really that good. He's one of my no offense, guys, but he's one of my
definitely one of my favorite band members. But didn't you just tell me? No.
I can't say enough about what Curtis brings to the table, and he's just generally, he's one of the cool. He's got his blood is got to be like 95% cool juice. He's just just the way he talks, and if he was on the line, you'd be like, oh yeah, you would understand what I'm talking about. He's just got this really cool, just deep manner, and the way he talks, everything about him. He reminds me sometimes of my dad, because I think he also had a whole lot of cool juice in his blood too. So he's really, really down to earth, really cool, just a wonderful person, just period. So that comes through in his playing and in his music.
Can I piggyback on that, just Curtis, in two different places? Everything that he said about Curtis is everything that I've felt about him. You know, we met in college. We met in a class, and we just hit it off just like that. And we were in several bands together. I did some recording. It was just easy. It was like, so we've all worked with people and producers and stuff and writers. Curtis is like the easiest person in the universe to work with. It's amazing. And it gets results. So That's the great part about it.
I love it. That's beautiful. Beautiful when you're able to come together, create in such an amazing way. And for the public who you're, of course, you know, who you want to feel the vibration, for us to feel the vibration. And this is the reason why, because y'all are all in tune. I mean, hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's amazing. That's a blessing. You also have two incredible vocalists, Renee Ruffin, who of course has been singing for her entire life. She has a true desire and a passion to share her love of music and to people around the globe. And she's performed and recorded with incredible and amazing people, as well as Donica Lynn, who of course was Effie in Dreamgirls and has had the opportunity to tour with some of, again, my favorite artists, Rashawn Patterson and Mariah Carey, Gladys Knight, so many others. Like, you all are an absolute powerhouse individually, but when you all come together, boy, I tell you, oh man, you're making the table shake. I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We sound pretty good.
It feels that way.
Thank you.
Listen, you all are so, no, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. Let's talk about this brand new single. We have really, really, everybody has been raving about it. It's Not Over, featuring Angela Johnson. And let's talk about how it all came together. Mr. Michael, if you don't mind kind of going into how it all came together. And then Mr. Kennery, if I could get you, right after this, I want you to talk about Illuminate Yellow. Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to talk about blue and green, but I want to talk about yellow first. Go ahead, Mr. Michael.
All right. Well, It's Not Over. It's pretty much a message to my daughter and to myself. So, you know, she's in high school. She's trying to find her way. And, you know, you come to a point like, can I do the thing that I say I want to do? Can I do it? Of course you can do it. However, you have to take a look in the mirror and say, okay, yeah, you have to believe in yourself. That's really what this is about. Do not give up, no matter what. We are prime examples of that. We've been doing this for quite a while. And like I said before, it's been times you're like, is this really what we're supposed to do? The answer is always yes. And it's yes for everybody. If there's a thing you want to do, do it. Don't let nobody stop you. But you have to believe that you can do it. That's where this song grew from. And Kay was like, you know, I think Angela might really do good on this. Really. And the next thing I know, he's sending me the track and Angela's singing. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes. She is magical. Mm. Yes, she is.
You know,
she don't want to hear that, but she is magical.
Magical, absolutely magical. Really, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to check out Angela Johnson, she is Soul Track Reader's Choice Award winner, and she is amazing, and this song features her. She is just incredible, and I don't know what rock you've been hiding under if you have not heard of Angela Johnson, but she's amazing. So, seriously, I no disrespect to anybody. I know we got a lot of people in a lot of countries listening in, but y'all need to, I'm just telling y'all, make it happen. Make sure you check out that incredible songstress. Let's talk about Illuminate Yellow. This is the third chapter of your four-part album. Go ahead, Mr. Kennery.
Well, here's what I'm going to do with that. Uh-huh. Like I said, I'm a stray dog that they picked up along the way. And so I walked into some great, great music writing that inspired just the play. So I was there for the process of creating, but I tell you, it's some of the best music that I had ever heard. And I just tried to add a little something that hopefully that hopefully would enhance what was already down on paper. And it was a wonderful experience. Enjoy it. It's, again, everything that you do as a creative, as a musician, is not always enjoyable. Some of it is because you're working. You got to make money. You do it, and it's a thing. But vibing with these brothers and sisters is magical. It's wonderful.
You know, that's a very good segue into exactly what Illuminate Yellow is actually is about. Each one of the chapters, as you call them, has a particular mood or a general mood or whatever. And Illuminate Yellow, which is like the third of four, this is the second half of that whole thing. It's really about joy, about the things that bring you joy, about celebrating the things that bring you joy, and also a little reminiscing as well on the album. Having everybody involved in the latter half of these songs has been some of the most joyous experience I've had in the studio just recording, and we were able to do it in really like record time. Some stuff that we we were doing the four or five songs in just a couple of hours, which is almost unheard of. I mean, we were just unless it's some jazz tune. I mean, it was just we were just banging them out really, really fast. It was quite impressive. So the Illuminate Yellow is really about joy. Illuminate Blue, which is the first chapter, was about wisdom. Mostly from mistakes. There was a bit of a breakup for from our first album, Where You Are Now, and Illuminate, and it kind of spoke to a lot of the lessons that we've learned along the way, and also spoke to why we were continuing to continue along the journey, and Illuminate Green. The mood was basically about rebirth, which technically was true. It was like the rebirth of the band. That was where Kennery and Curtis and Eric also Eric Johnson, our drummer, all kind of came together with me and Michael, and we started to bring life to these new songs. That actually have been sitting around for some time, to be quite honest. So it kind of represented a rebirth of the band, and so now here we are with Illuminate Yellow, which deals with joy and reminiscing, and it just kind of all the songs really just kind of give a joyous or a celebratory type of approach. And they're all very beautiful, wonderful tunes. And chapter four, I'm not giving anything away by telling you this. Chapter four, Illuminate Red, actually is kind of album. It's the love thing. Although it takes an interesting tone with it that you might not expect when you hear love songs. Yeah, but that's the whole arc of Illuminate altogether.
Wow. Beautiful. For those of you who are just tuning in, I want to thank you for lighting up the phone lines. We appreciate the love. This incredible band, Ascendant, is here with us tonight. I want to tell you now where you can find them online, because I want you to have an opportunity. I want you to stay here and continue to listen to the show. But I'm going to give you their website, because I want you to know. We'll give it out again if you miss it. But I want to give it to you now. I want you to know exactly where to go to hear their incredible music, all that good stuff. It is www.ascendantmusic.com, ASCENDANTmusic.com. Listen, we have heard from this incredible band about where you are now, their incredible album that was released in 2003. We've heard about Illuminate Blue. We've heard about Illuminate Green, Illuminate Yellow, Illuminate Red. For love is coming. Listen, if y'all need somebody to do-wop-do-doop-do-doos, I can handle it. But I'm not really a background singer. But anytime you need a couple do-wop-boo-doo-boo-dows, I can be in the building. Not a joke. Listen, I have had so much fun with you all today. I want to play, of course, this incredible song that is featuring a beautiful young lady, Angela Johnson, entitled It's Not Over. And I want you, Mr. Kale, if you could introduce that song. But before we do that, I want to find out. I know that we have heard some incredible, priceless, and amazing passions from you all today. Incredible, timeless music we're going to hear in just a second. But I know along this journey, it hasn't been all peaches and cream. And I know that we've got so many people that are tuned in from around the globe. If you all could just kind of give a little brief description keep the ones that are tuning in encouraged. Give a brief description of a trial potentially that you had to go through, but you overcame it. And just keep everybody who's tuned in tonight encouraged. We're literally going through something that no one has ever seen before. This pandemic is taking people clearly out at the knees. People are losing loved ones. They are mentally stressed, and they are trying their best to just keep their heads above water. Whether they're a musician or a business owner or goes to a 9-to-5 job or a student, it doesn't matter. They need some encouragement today, and I love the way you all are just so pleasant and so encouraging, and I'd love for you to give that to my audience today, if you don't mind.
Goodness, I honestly couldn't think anything better than the song that you're about to play.
I love it.
That's what it's about. I mean, it's not over. I mean, it certainly looked over a year ago. Certainly, I mean, it looked like, you know, the music industry looked like it was completely devastated by all of this, and we're still trying to recover from it. But we believe that it's not over. We believe in what the song is conveying. That's what we believe. It is not over, and we will overcome this. There's no reason not to try. It encompasses everything that you just asked. Really, it does. But if anybody else got any words?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that was just the reasoning behind the song. I mean, I didn't write the song because of the pandemic at all, because it didn't exist at the time. But just
the pandemic didn't exist at the time.
Right, because, you know, Illuminate, our whole purpose for that was just to be a light, shine a light, show people that they can keep going, that they can be whatever it is they want to be. So the song is, it fits. I mean, wow, that's, yeah, yes. Song was perfect, yes. So, yes, I'm sorry.
I love it. No, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. I'm truly, truly excited, and it has been a blessing for me to feature you all on the show today. We know that, again, right now, especially in these times, people are just dealing with so many different things, and music, especially your music, especially this one song right here, if there's one song that you want to put on repeat, it's not over. Before we go, is there anything? Well, I know there's one other thing I want to talk to you about. Community service. One of the things that is extremely passionate to you all is community service, giving back, be a volunteerism, be a dollars. Let's talk about that as well.
It's something. It's something that I think everybody should. If you have the ability to, and who doesn't have the ability to, to contribute something of yourself to better everybody else. That's something that we've always believed in. As a matter of fact, I think I believe our very first gig, our very first show, was a benefit, a give a toy, spread some joy type of thing. I think that was it was like during Christmas time. Back in 2001, I'm pretending to be looking at Michael as if.
I'm not there, but I believe that's correct.
As if he would remember, because he's always says I'm the one with the better memory. But I think that was actually our first gig, and we've been doing stuff like that since we started. And it's something that we continue to do. We're always trying to give of our time and our talents to benefit everyone, because that fits with the mission statement. I mean, that's just kind of what we're about, and it's something we will continue to do for as long as we're around.
Amen. And tell us more about the music company as well, Mr. Mamboya.
That's something that that's kind of always been attached to it. It's been my dream to ever since I was picking up all the Michael Jackson's Off the Wall and Quincy Jones' Dude. I've been seeing I open up the LP because I'm old enough to remember what vinyl is.
and words to read. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Read the words, look at the line notes, and see who was playing and who produced it and what's an engineer and all those things. It's always been something that I've really had a passion and a desire to learn, and over the years I've had the opportunity to actually do those types of things. It's kind of been a focus of mine as well as being a musician, and Ascended itself is like the crux of I get to be everything in the band. I get to be a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a composer. I get to produce, an engineer. I get to do all of that. But I'm also perfectly willing to share those aspects with other artists that need it. So hey, if you're looking for a track or something like that. Come to ascendedmusic.com and hit us on an email and if there's always the possibility that we'd be able to do it. I've done some music for a number of artists like Rashada Dewan and house music artist Andrea Love and Luthien's background singer Waylon Pitts. I've been fortunate to be able to share that aspect of music creating with a number of other people, and I'm always looking forward to doing that too. There's a couple other people that are in the future that you're going to be hearing about soon that I actually produced as well. That's something that's ongoing with us. And everybody at some point gets to be involved in it because the first people if it's bass, the first person that I'm going to call is Kennery. If there's if there's a guitar part that needs to be done, as the first person I'm calling is Curtis, and I'm always relying on Michael's songwriting abilities too. We're always writing stuff together. So that's another aspect of being ascendant as well.
Ascendant, rising above their fears, their obstacles, and creating meaningful, soul-filled, timeless music that we all want to hear and enjoy. Kale Mamboya, Michael Lockett, Kennery Kent Smith, Curtis Kincaid, Renee Ruffin, Donica Lynn, thank you all so very much from the bottom of my heart and the Kia D Unplugged show. I just want to thank you all so much for being here. You could have been doing anything tonight, but you hung out with me, Kia D, so I appreciate that. And you all are welcome on this network, on this show, and all of the other shows at any time. We've got 12 radio shows, and so at any point in time, you can come back on anyone. We got two men shows. So we would love to get you back featured on that because it's a completely different audience on those shows. So we'd love to get you featured on the network again. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it would be so much fun. And the two gentlemen that MC those two shows are absolutely hilarious and amazing. So I'm just truly, again, I'm thrilled to have you all on. But before we go, I want to make sure that I didn't miss a thing. I know as a group you all are doing amazing things, but individually I know you do some great things as well. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight today?
I mean, I guess we're all doing, you know, little things here and there. But we're just trying to this is a figure it out phase. So I play with some other incredible artists, but, you know, this is home. So I'm just gonna say this is home.
I love it. I love it. Anywhere around the globe that we should expect to see you on a stage soon? I know we're still dealing with the pandemic. Any virtual events or any events that listeners need to be tuned into or purchase a ticket to? Because I will make them buy a ticket.
You know, what I'm going to do is hold you to that. So when we come to Dallas, you get OC, you VIP treatment. To trust me, you will be the fellas. We're gonna take care of you when we come to Dallas.
You let me know when, because I got at least 10 people coming with me, and they don't have to be in my VIP section. Again, I'm gonna make them buy a ticket. Don't worry about that. VIP. If you have an incredible fiance, I'm gonna bring him with me, and we can enjoy that VIP. Everybody else, I'm gonna make sure they pay full price for their ticket. We support each other here, and that's what I love to see. The only way for y'all to make it, especially even before the pandemic, it was already pulling teeth. I've talked to some artists here over the past year and a half. Some of them have had to do some Kickstarter campaigns and some GoFundMes almost just to keep it going, because this is how you make your living. And if no one is downloading and no one is pulling up to the events because we can't get there, I mean, and at the end of the day, everybody was so stressed about trying to figure out if they were going to have a job tomorrow, they couldn't download any extra music. They didn't have an extra 99 cent or $2.99 or $5.99 to download anything. It was tough for everybody. The fact that you were able to continue on and make it throughout all of that is an absolute blessing. And I thank God that I have the opportunity to speak with you all here today, because it could have been a whole different story. But God, in the name of Jesus, I'm just going to say that before we close this bad boy out.
Amen. Such an agree.
Again, real talk, I appreciate y'all for being here today. And please check them out on their website. You can go there right now. I'm about to play this incredible track. And see, I keep telling my age. This incredible single entitled "It's Not Over," featuring the extraordinary Angela Johnson. And you're going to hear that right now on We Talk Radio Network. This is music's finest, Ascendant. Thank you so much. Check them out at ascendantmusic.com. Thank y'all for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. For those of you who needed to know, that website one more time is ascendantmusic.com. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. First I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them shorts, shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the beep, beep, beep that they're playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm in loving it. Left all my worries, cause they're all irrelevant. Cause it is gonna make you a real good day. I just wanna say,
the love. We just interviewed an incredible and amazing band, Ascendant, and you can check them out at ascendantmusic.com. We featured tonight their incredible single entitled It's Not Over, featuring Angela Johnson. You just heard that bad boy. Extremely encouraging. Their entire four-part album is all about being uplifting, and it literally for the purpose of shining a light. And really excited about it. Go back and check out the entire interview featuring Ascendant Music right here on WeTalkRadio.com. Ascendant the band, they are absolutely amazing. Again, support them, support their music. You can download, you can attend the concert. They're coming to Dallas. When they come to Dallas, I will definitely be letting you know. I know for absolute fact I'll have at least 10 people with me. If you're wanting to be on the We Talk Radio team, make sure you let us know. If you're wanting to come out and hang out with us on that night, I will keep you posted. So make sure you stay tuned to the Monday night show, the Kia D Unplugged show, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we're definitely going to give you more information about that, because I'm telling you, I can't wait. Mama, I'm taking you too. Just know that, because I know she's going to love it. Oh, she's going to love it. So, yes, Ma, I'm taking you. Everybody's going, so just tell everybody. But they got to buy their tickets. You know, we ain't playing that freebie stuff around here, okay? We got to support our artists. Real talk, they work really, really hard, as you can see. Timeless music, working hard, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, everywhere. Shout out to Mr. Kennery, because guess what? He's an introvert, and he is literally making it happen on stages and, for, you know, doing everything he has to do. It's a beautiful thing. So, make sure you check them out at ascendantmusic.com. Tonight has been an amazing night. Make sure you check out all of our other radio shows that we have all throughout the week. We've got, of course, tomorrow, Tuesday, we've got the amazing Groovy Tuesdays. You're going to hear that song again tomorrow, the song that we feature tonight, It's Not Over, by Ascendant. You will definitely hear that song tomorrow on the Groovy Tuesday show. So I'm telling you, that show is off the chain. You definitely want to check it out. If you just want to get your exercise on or clean up the house, or you just riding in the car, whatever it is, definitely tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, 4 p.m. As well as on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the After the Lights Go Out radio show. It's going down on Wednesday night. We're going to be featuring the beautiful songstress Jada Anise. I'm going to be playing her song here in just a few moments as well. Her new single entitled Liquid is absolutely hot. You don't want to miss Wednesday night's show. Thursday, we have the incredible Diamond Crew podcast. Listen, if you just want to kick your shoes off and hear some real talk on a Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m., this is where you want to be. Their show is absolutely hilarious, gut-busting, rolling. They keep it real every single Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then come back on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Cave Radio Show. If you're a man, listen, you want to be tuned in to the Cave Radio Show. You're a part of the Cave Radio Show if you're a man. Once you call in, immediately, you are a part of that cave. And so, listen, it is what it is. It's the cave, the man cave that y'all have been wanting for years. We have brought it to you on the Cave Radio Show. So just what you find in the man cave is everything you're going to find there, sports and all kind of great stuff. On this coming Saturday, they're going to be the incredible and amazing host of that show, which is Mr. T. Smiley. He'll be interviewing the extraordinary Jermaine Hartsoul and Tracy Lee. They've got a new single called Butter Soft, and we are going to be featuring them on Saturday at 10 a.m. Then you got to come back on Sunday, because we got a full day of inspiration and motivation starting on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is Pastor Jeremy Glenn. He is bringing you the word. Do you hear me? He has this very special message every single Sunday, and you do not want to miss this Sunday. He is Pastor Jeremy Glenn, is a senior pastor of the Soil Church. And let me tell you can find them on Facebook at Soil Church. And actually, is it Soil Church? Yes, Soil Church. Look up Jeremy Glenn, and you'll see his church information right there. But he is a senior pastor of Soil Church. For whatever reason, I'm thinking it's something else on social media, but it is. It's S-O-I-L, but S.O.I.L. Soil Church. We're really, really, really excited to have Pastor Glenn's message featured every single Sunday on the Shine Lord Radio Show. And then you got to come back at 7 p.m. for more motivation and inspiration brought to you by the Brand New Day brand. That's right, Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. Deanne Lax has, of course, a company called Rearing Royalty, and Emily Blue has several companies, including Brand New Day. And when I tell you, they are absolutely amazing, a powerhouse together, keeping you motivated and inspired every single Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, a dynamic duo, do you hear me? Then you got to come back at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for the E-Man After Show. When I tell you, he rounds out the week the way we need to round it out. He's going to either be funny. It's going to be a funny show. It's going to be an informative show. It's going to be an inspirational show. You're going to need all of that. And it's for men. It's for the men. But, ladies, you are welcome to join in. Listen, they talk about men and finances. And, hey, listen, what is a man supposed to be making at the age of 40 in order to take care of his woman? Those are the kind of conversations they have on that show, right? He gets incredible questions sent to him by women and men across the globe who just need a little help. So if you're someone who is needing that assistance, got a question, got a concern about your relationship, he can help. Why don't you tune in every single Sunday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for the E-Man After Show. And then you got to come back at Mondays at 8 again with your girl Kia D on the Kia D Unplugged Show. Now, next Monday, I'll be featuring an incredible inspirational and motivational speaker. She's an international motivational speaker. She's also a CEO of an incredible hair and a hair and cosmetics line. Mukta Ghoshal will be with us on Monday, next Monday. So you do not want to miss that. And then next Wednesday, ooh, I cannot wait to get this young lady on, Nola Aide. I absolutely, listen, I played her song when we first started Make Move. Listen, you don't want to miss next Wednesday either. It's going down all month long on We Talk Radio Network. Go tell somebody we're doing big things over here. Go tell them to follow us on YouTube because we have a huge YouTube push going right now. We need you. We're not begging, but we're begging. I need you to go to our YouTube page. You go to go to YouTube right now and type in We Talk Radio Network, and that's two words, We Talk Radio Network. And just subscribe to our channel. Like our posts, comment on our posts, share our posts. We need that engagement because we are a black-owned, woman-owned network, and we're trying to do the thing. And we got to make it happen. If we don't ask for you to help push us, then guess what? A closed mouth don't get fed. So here we are saying go to YouTube. Go check out our social media pages. We're all over social media on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under We Talk Radio Network. And, again, we got to thank all of you who have, for the past 11, going on 12 years, who continue to support this black-owned, woman-owned network. Listen, I'm super excited, real talk, to be this in this place at this time, because guess what? I could have been anywhere, but God, to God be the glory that I am able to be here with you today, speaking and learning and listening and loving and interviewing and all that good stuff. I love promoting artists. So if you're an artist and you want to promote your album, or you're a business owner and you want to promote your business or buy an ad on the network, listen, I want you to go to WeTalkRadio.com. That's all one word, WeTalkRadio.com, and go to our Contact Us tab, and then you'll be able to actually put in your information right there so that we can be in touch with you. Now, if you want to advertise with us, we've got an advertise tab right there on the website. Click that tab, and you'll be able to put your information in, and our sales team, our mighty and incredible and powerful sales team, will be with you shortly to make sure you have all the advertising marketing needs that you need. So we do it all. We are a full-scale advertising and marketing company. We do absolutely everything from graphics to radio promotions to social media promotions to video marketing, you name it. We do it here. And, again, we appreciate you around the globe for continuing to support us. If you want to make a donation, you can do that. Go to you can go to PayPal, and you can type in We Talk Radio Network, and we would love to take your donations. Absolutely. You can go to PayPal and type in We Talk Radio Network, and or you can type in the email admin, admin, at WeTalkRadio.com. Type that in, and again, we appreciate any donations, big and small. Okay. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in and making this your number one listening station. We've got to thank the incredible Myron Ruffin of Unlimited Wealth Entertainment for sending us the most incredible and amazing guests, just like this one today, Ascendant. Thank you again for being here and being a part of the show. Thank you to our entire team for doing everything that you do, for being tireless at your efforts to make sure We Talk Radio Network continues to flow for years and years to come. We appreciate the love. We do. We wish we could call each of you out by name, from the board to the team to the management to the interns to the staff and to the whatever, volunteers, you name it. We appreciate you. Make sure you guys check out our Our community support efforts. We actually work tirelessly in the community as well to promote and support nonprofits. One of those, of course, is Heels on the Move to Heal, and you can check them out at www.heelsonthemovetoheal.org, and that's H-E-E-L-S, Heels. On the Move to Heal, H-E-A-L. They have a huge event coming up October the 30th at 5 p.m. It's a Saturday. It's a virtual event. It's the fourth annual Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. This is also a Black-owned, woman-owned organization that you definitely want to be either donating to, volunteering at, sponsoring, supporting. It doesn't matter. They have a mission to change the lives of those who've been affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, or child exploitation. Not only do they educate those who need the education about those specific things, but they also do specific rescues, and they help with shelter, they help with finances, they help with resources, they help with education and support. You name it, they assist with it, and we are on the front lines in the community to make it happen. There's also several other organizations that we'll be talking about and highlighting in the future as well. Tonight, it is HeelsOnTheMoveToHeal.org. I want you to go check them out. I want you to go purchase a ticket. Not only do they have a events for youth, we also support their efforts, and we have events for not only do we have events for adults, but we also have events for youth as well, and we help and support and promote and help them produce these incredible events that are just amazing. So we want to continue to do that, and in order to do it, we need your support. So go help out We Talk Radio Network. Go help out Heels on the Move to Heal. Do not be afraid to donate at all, big or small. We take million-dollar donations. We take pennies and change. It doesn't matter, because it all comes together for the good of those who love the Lord. Do you hear me? Again, thank you so much for being here. And I'm your girl, Kia D. I am the founder and the president of this incredible Black-owned, woman-owned company. And I'm excited to have so many people on the team that are Black and not Black and women and not women. It is amazing. We have an incredible team that is absolutely powerful, and we're excited to keep moving and keep shaking just for you. And in order to do that, again, we need your support. You can either tune in, you can donate, you can tell somebody about us, you can follow us on social media, you can spread the word. It doesn't matter how you do it, just do it. We appreciate you again. Thank you so very much for being here. We've got new music that we're going to be featuring tonight, including this incredible young lady, Karen Lynette. Now, this one isn't a new one. We actually featured Karen Lynette a couple months ago. But I love this song. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with new music right after this, right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio. Yeah.
Why? Let's talk this out. Just tell me what you want to do.
Come on, babe. Give me your love.
Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, got to thank you so much for being here and being a part of this incredible and amazing show. I have truly, truly been just extraordinarily blessed again by having the opportunity to be here for 11 years featuring incredible artists from around the globe, just like tonight, Ascendant, the incredible band. They individually, again, they are incredible. Together, oh man, they shake tables, powerhouse. Do you hear me? So, really excited to have them on the show and be able to feature them. Make sure you follow them on all of their social media platforms. You can go to ascendantmusic.com to find more information about who they are, what they do, and just read up on them. They've again been doing many great things for a very long time. So. Tell somebody about them. Tell somebody about their music, and tell somebody about this radio show. Tell them you love it, and they're gonna love it too. You just heard a moment ago a brand new song entitled "Blessed." That was Noel Gordine and Hill Street Soul. We of course featured Noel Gordine many years ago. Hill Street Soul was featured a couple months ago back here on the network. So again, incredible artists doing amazing things, and we are truly, truly excited to continue to have them on and highlight their music. It is, you know, one of the things that Ascendant mentioned earlier was, you know, this is not a it's not an easy road for the ones that can't take it, you know, for the weak at heart almost, you know. So that being a musician is one of those things where you can't put it down, you know. It's either you're in or you're out. And thank God that these artists that are continuing to push forward that you're hearing on the network, listen, they got the strength. They got the strength to take it. And so we're excited about it. Another young lady that we're going to be featuring on the network next month is Tigressa Jones. She's got a new hit entitled "Hey You, Wait a Minute." Excuse me, "Hey You, A Minute with You." Excuse me, and I'm going to be featuring that song right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Kia the Unplugged show on this incredible Monday night. We talk to you. Again, we thank you so very, very much for being here tonight on the Kia D Unplugged show. We are going to pray us out, and we're going to go have a great evening. Father God, we just thank you for this amazing moment, this time, this space, this opportunity to be able to speak, Father God, to be able to speak your name, Lord God. We love you. We know this moment couldn't happen without you, Father God. We pray over the band, ascendant, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, that you would bless them in many, many, many ways, Father God, for many years to come, Lord God. Continue to bless each and every one of the band members, Father God, the vocalists, Lord God, the engineers, the producers, Father God, everyone who touches, Father God, these albums illuminate, Father God, because they're going to turn to gold, Father God. Every last one of them that touches it, Father God, will be blessed in your name, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to have this incredible group on the show today. And again, we pray that you will continue to allow everyone around the globe who was either tuned in or not to be uplifted and motivated and inspired, Father God, by the things that we do and say here on We Talk Radio Network. We pray that you would bring us back together again tomorrow for the Groovy Tuesday show. We pray that you would bring us back with soundful minds, Father God, and amazing hearts, Father God, ready and open to receive. We love you. And we praise your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Father God, for the covering. Thank you for the financial blessings, Lord God. Thank you for checks dropping out of the sky, for cash raining down on us in the name of Jesus that we didn't know where it was coming from, but we just have this supernatural seed of faith that you're going to keep doing it, Lord God. So we continue to praise your holy and righteous name in advance for the things that you will do. Even though we can't see it, God, we thank you right now in advance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in to this incredible show. We love you, and tell somebody about us. Check us out, www.wetalkradio.com. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down every single Monday night for the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio. This last song I'm going to play for you is an incredible young lady by the name of Jada Anise. She'll be joining us this Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. She's got a new hit single entitled Liquid, and we're about to close out with it tonight. See you guys on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio.
Something about the way we click, something new. The attraction goofiness when you come through. Shirt off your back, last flight of food. You my baby, nobody comes close to you. I'm so addicted, vibes when we kick it.
Emily Blue. host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.